All right, I'm here with Alf from the Alberta Winter Games Selection Committee. So you toured around the facilities a few weeks ago and met some of the people. What was the tipping point when it came to your decision for recommendation?
Well, what we look for is, first of all, the quality of experience for the athletes. And Canmore has great facilities. Canmore Banff, you have great arenas and all that. But one of the things you also look for is a very enthusiastic organizing committee and bid, because buildings alone don't make a games. You need people. And Canmore has great people, and the town has a history of hosting great events. You guys had the Winter Olympics here. You did a great job of that, probably the best Nordic events in the history of the Winter Olympics. With the facilities coupled with the enthusiasm of the people, and you saw the enthusiasm of all the young people, and your organizing committee and their hard work, that was kind of the winner.
I saw your face when you walked in here and saw all these kids chanting, "We won the games." You looked kind of surprised.
Oh, well, you know, it's fantastic. It's the first time I've seen all these kids lined up at an announcement when we make an announcement for the games. Generally, it's a fairly low-key affair, but this was really great.
Well, we're really excited to be getting the games here in Banff and Canmore.
Yeah, and so am I. I mean, I'm from Calgary, and I've been in Canmore most of my life. It's great for Canmore to have these events, and now the hard work begins. You got to get the people out. You got to organize it. You got to do that. But I'm very confident that Canmore is up to the challenge.
John McIsaac from the Alberta Winter Games Bid Committee. So the fruits of your labor, all your hard work, has finally paid off. How do you feel?
Oh, I feel just fantastic, Rob. It's a great day for the communities of Banff and Canmore. It's a great day for the kids, and that's what this is really all about. And I've had great satisfaction putting this together, knowing that we're going to impact the kids of the future. Our leaders of the future are the kids.
And it hasn't been just you. There's been a pretty good mix of people in this bid committee, right?
Oh, absolutely. My co-chair, Hans Holtus, and myself put together a really good committee of people, a good cross-section of business people and community leaders. There was 9 or 10 of us in total. We put well over 500 man hours into putting the bid together. And so today is a day to be celebrating.
Did you know that they were going to make this announcement? Did you have any idea?
Well, when we were told that Janice would be probably coming just to see how things were, we kind of suspected that something was in the wind, but it was a very sweet announcement.
Now, what's next? I mean, the bid part is done. What are you guys going to be doing after this point?
Well, the next step is to appoint a chairperson, a chairman of the games. And then, of course, we start getting the directors in for food services, accommodation, that sort of stuff. So there's going to be a whole host of volunteers needed, and we're going to be setting up a website to people can log on to and express interest. So the work is just going to start now, Rob.
Yeah, so I guess it's over 2 years away, but I bet it's going to feel like it's going to whiz by here.
Yes, it is. And about a year out from the games, we actually hire a general manager and we have office staff, and because it's a very complex thing to organize. So, but we're up for the challenge.
Well, congratulations on a successful bid.
Thank you, Rob.